Minnesota News Network, I'm Tasha Radel. The Trump administration is ending the temporary protected status for Somalis living in the U.S. on March 17th. President Trump announced it in November that he was terminating TPS status for Somalis in Minnesota. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem said in a statement today, temporary means temporary. Country conditions in Somalia have improved to the point that it no longer meets the law's requirement for temporary protected status. The U.S. Department of State website still lists a level 4 do not travel advisory for Somalia. The vast majority of Somalis living in Minnesota are citizens. Still need health insurance for 2026. There's still time. Minnesotans can sign up through MinSure through Thursday for coverage beginning February 1st. MinSure CEO Libby Collum.
And then after that, you really need a life change, like a major event, so moving or getting married or having a baby or something like that, to enroll in health insurance outside of this period.
More information can be found at MinSure.org. Police in Champlin are investigating the death of a baby. Officers say they found the infant not breathing, as well as an adult in medical distress on Friday. First responders provided medical aid, and both were taken to the hospital where the infant died. The incident is still under investigation, and no names have been released. Saying the Northland needs a strong voice, State Senator Grant Housechild announced his re-election campaign for Senate District 3. The Democrat from Hermantown says he wants to keep fighting for his district so it doesn't get lost in St. Paul. On the Republican side, Andrea Zupancich is running for the Senate seat in District 3. This is MNN. In other headlines, Minnesota is filing a federal lawsuit to end the ICE Operation Metro Surge, which has brought thousands of federal officers into the Twin Cities and state since December. St. Paul Mayor Kalee Herr spoke to the immigrant community specifically Monday, saying the state welcomed her parents as refugees in the 70s with open arms.
Allowed our family to break the cycle of poverty in one generation, educated us, allowed us to build wealth.
Herr says immigrants are important to Minnesota's economy. Business owners report revenue drops of up to 18% due to the fear of the Department of Homeland Security actions. The Advisory Committee on Capital Area Security is meeting again this afternoon in St. Paul. Members are expected to discuss changes at the state capitol complex, including adding weapons detectors and improvements to access controls and technology. This is MNN.